because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Good afternoon, everybody. Here from Sabetha. Post 126 Raptors are taking on the Donovan County Post 55. This is a pretty even matchup. Sabetha comes into this one 4-9, and Donovan County 5-8 so far on this Legion season. That's coming to an end here pretty soon. Jared Sleppy alongside Brendan Tamman and Corinne Prophet. Guys, this is these are two teams that are probably not going to end up winning the league, but they have a lot to play for.
Yeah, you know, you just talk about a little bit of trying to first off find momentum. You got the zone tournament coming up next week, and you look at Donovan County on one end. This is their final doubleheader before they basically essentially get a week off, and then the zone tourney will follow after that. Sabetha will at least have the luxury of playing one more time on Sunday to at least find a little bit more of a momentum. But, again, you know, you'd be surprised. Donovan County was the team to beat last year. Sabetha has a really good roster, maybe underperforming, but both certainly can put something together when it matters the most come here in about a week and a half.
Here comes first pitch from Christian McAvee, the starter for Sabetha. It's fouled straight back by Dustin Veach. Let's take a look at that hitting order. First for Donovan County, leading off is third baseman Dustin Veach. Batting second is the pitcher Cooper Eberle. Batting third is the first baseman Cole Franken. Batting cleanup and playing center is Logan Blevins. Batting fifth and catching is Beckham Griffin. As that one misses outside, evens up the count 1-1 to Veach. Batting sixth and playing short is Coulter Peterson. Batting seventh and playing left is Seth Judd. Batting eighth and playing right is Alex Deshaun. And batting ninth and playing second is Chase Kissel. That one's fouled out of play, third base side, making it 1-2.
Yeah, and then going back to just Sabetha real quick, again, underperforming a little bit maybe this year. This is, you know, a team that has a lineup where most of these guys were at the 3A state tournament last couple of years, and you know, just maybe not performing the way they thought this summer, but back through with a nice play here, slipping on the mound, but going to get that first out here in the top of the first inning.
Take a look at the defensive roster for the Raptors. In the infield, going left to right, Schmelzley is at third. Chase Fry is at short with Howard at second. Jacob Grimm playing first. McAfee on the rubber and Herman behind the plate to round out the battery. Left to right in the outfield, Harder is in left. Bauman is in center and Ulrich is in right. Cooper Eberle, the opposing pitcher, comes to the plate, takes a strike down the middle of the plate. Should be an interesting pitching matchup. These two guys have some wicked fastballs. As the 0-1 pitch misses low and away, bounces away from Herman.
I think statistically, McAfee, by far and away, the best pitcher for the Blue Jays, you know, this past, you know, spring season for them, as they were very dominant throughout the Big 7 league play. And that's right there. There's a sharp shot there by Eberle to left field.
And past the glove of the third baseman, Schmelzley, and for a base hit, our first one of the day. I'd like to thank our sponsors for today, Citizens State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha, for sponsoring today's game. And that'll bring up Cole Franken batting third. Runner on first and one gone, no score. Donovan County Post 55 with the powder blue jerseys. Some red and white on their sleeves. White pants. Pulling up the socks around the knees. As that one misses for ball one, got the red strips. As for Sabetha, they're going white on white with black letters and numbers with the red accent as well. White caps, black bills. Comes set, here's a pitch. That misses inside, making 2-0.
Well, Sabetha certainly has the best name. They're the Raptors, so I'll give them that for sure. And also rocking the baby blues would be Corning. Saw them on Wednesday when they were taking on Seneca. But Corning right now has been the best team, you know, here in these last few weeks. They've won 10 of 11, have a 9-1 league record, or correction, 8-1. They're 9-2 overall. But Corning's been kind of the team to beat and on the kind of the hottest pace right now. But any of these teams can certainly come out of the zone tournament when it's all said and done here in about a week and change.
2-0 pitch, miss low and in. Here is the 3-0 pitch, and that one from McAfee misses. It's a 4-pitch walk, and Franken is aboard. Eberle moves on to second, and that brings up the cleanup hitter, Logan Blevins. It is just a straight-up athlete, does a little bit of everything. Seeing him for the first time today.
And Donovan County got a good mix of kids from D-West, Troy, Riverside. And they were the clear-cut number one team last summer, but lost back-to-back games to Hiawatha in the zone tournament. And Hiawatha stole that zone tournament to get to state for the first time in a long time.
First pitch in there for strike one. Runner's not being held on. by the defense of Sabetha. 0-1 pitch to the cleanup hitter Blevins. Check swing up in the zone missing as he holds off on that pitch. Evens the count 1-1.
Think about this for Sabetha. They haven't played in almost 2 weeks.
Yep.
They've been off for a while, and you know, they swept Seneca last time out, but that was back on the 18th, so they've certainly had a little bit of time off.
Stepping off, the throw is off the glove of Howard, the second baseman, on the throwback, checking up on Eberle. Jacob Grimm is kind of playing in on the infield, the first baseman for Sabetha, playing towards the, well, it's all turf, so it's all grass, but the green part of the infield. Now he backs off this time. 1-1 pitch from McAfee coming up. Runners on first and second, one out, top of the first. That one slicing first base side, and that will be out of play. Grimm tried to make a play on it, just outside of his reach, makes it 1-2. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. Got sun beaming down, only a few clouds in our area. Temperatures in the upper 80s, lower 90s throughout northeastern Kansas today. Not too bad. Not quite getting those consistent upper 90s just yet. Here's a 1-2 pitch from McAfee. 1-2 is grounded. Shortstop Fry with the play. Throw to third, and making the tag is Schmelzley, and they'll get the force out there. That'll be the only play they make. Two gone.
Yeah, nice play over there by Fry. Easy enough. It was hit hard enough to where he had plenty of time to get it over to Schmelzley at third, get the lead runner in Cooper Eberle, and obviously that's a big second out now. That's McAfee can stay out of the stretch, but certainly just focus on the batter here, which is Beckham Griffin.
Starting catcher today for Donovan County. I'm just one out away from getting out of this jam. One out single from Eberle, then a walk. Just a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Might have been ball one, but he took a hack at it. He's up at the neck level. Thumb set. And now step off the back of the mound. Another throwback to second base. Not in time. Brinken now there after the fielder's choice from Logan Blevins, who stands over at first. 0-1 count coming up, two gone. Another step off from McAfee.
I think Franken's just kind of messing with him at this point. And he's got a little bit of a grin over there.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
You would think with two outs, you know, McAfee could just stay focused trying to get the hitter at the plate, but, you know, Franken's got him, and there's another throwback. And now it gets away.
Gets away, and both runners are going to try to advance, and they will. And Howard kind of landed on top of Blevins, and he was slow to get up there.
He says, I'm good.
He's all good. All right. Then we are ready to go. As mentioned, Franken over to third. Blevins to second on the E1.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with that last point was, you know, you got two outs. Focus on the batter here. And, you know, a third throw to second base, and that one finds its way into center field. And now base hit could score two.
0-1 pitch. That one misses outside. Maybe a little bit low as well, even to the count 1-1. As he goes back to the windup here. And that one's in there, high in the zone, but in there for a strike at the letters. Griffin trying to get Donovan County on the board here early. 1-2. And low and away, breaking ball. Nice stop from Herman behind the plate for Sabetha.
Certainly as good of a catcher, really, for anybody in our area. Josh Herman, just a tremendous athlete behind the dish.
And that one misses as well. Count is full. Good job by Griffin down in the count. 1-2 gets it full. And here comes the payoff pitch from the windup. He unloads. And that misses low. Fantastic plate appearance for Beckham Griffin, and the bases are loaded. And that will bring up the speedy Coulter Peterson. You talk about a guy that's really getting some reps early on in his career at all sports. He's a terrific basketball player, point guard, great shooter. And he'll stand in with the bases juiced. Chance to make some noise here. Pause and play here for not quite sure what, but Bernie Coy, the Donovan County manager's maybe relaying something over to the umpire, it looked like. And it looks like we're ready to go.
And when Bernie stops play, everyone pays attention.
That's for sure. So it's Franken on third, Blevins on second, Griffin on first. McAfee back to the windup, and here's the first pitch to Colter Peterson. And that one in there, strike one, low in the zone, but in there, Peterson playing shortstop today for Post 55. Here's the 0-1. Bounce straight back, makes it 0-2. Infield not playing in, they're playing their normal spots here.
Well, he had Beckham Griffin down 1-2 and came back with three straight pitches outside of the zone to work a walk, and now he's got Peterson down 0-2, so a chance to get out of it. And he does.
Yep, strike three, got him. So three left on base, and Sabetha gets out of the inning unscathed. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
KNZA.
It comes to the plate for the first time this afternoon after leaving him loaded. Fantastic job from Christian McAfee to get out of that jam. Let's take a look at the starting hitting order for the Sabetha Post 126 Raptors. They come into today's contest 4-9 on the season. Leading off and playing right field is Will Ulrich. Batting second and playing center is Marcus Bauman. Batting third and catching is Josh Herman with Jacob Grimm, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Batting fifth and playing short is Chase Fry with Easton Bradbury DHing, and he is batting sixth. And number seven in the hitting order is going to be Harper Schmelzley. He plays third. Batting eighth will be Turner Howard, the second baseman. The extra hitter, Joshua Grimm, will be batting ninth. And batting tenth will be Isaac Harder. He's in left field with Christian McAfee, not in the hitting order, and on the mound. So it'll be Cooper Eberle's turn, and he will hope for hopefully a quicker inning for him, but still maybe with the same result of giving up no runs.
Yeah, we're really looking for a strong start from Eberle here, considering McAfee in the last inning. I mean, 0-0. I mean, 0-0. He didn't allow any runs. However, he still did walk two runners. He allowed four runners to reach base, and three runners were left on base. So hopefully we can see a stronger start here from Eberle compared to McAfee with the no runs.
Yeah, and he'll take the zero on the scoreboard, but the one thing from it is you just had to exert a lot of pitches. And
yeah.
That's kind of the one thing where you kind of dive deeper into the game. And that could certainly pile up, but you know, if you have to work your way out of a jam to keep a zero on the board, you'll certainly take it.
No batting gloves for Will Ulrich. First pitch to him. He fouls it off. Third base side. Taking a look at the defense for Doniphan County. At third is going to be Veach. Peterson is at short with Kissel at second and Franken at first. Beverly on the rubber and Griffin rounding out the battery behind the plate. Judd is in left field. Blevins is in center. And Deshaun is in right. This one shot to the second baseman Kissel. First infield play of the game is a successful one. The throw over to Franken is in time for out number one.
And always respect the cat who still rocks no batting gloves at the plate. A little bit more old school style.
Keep me to it. Yeah.
I even noticed that with the broadcast with Seneca and Corning on Wednesday. I felt like there was about four or five kids scattered across between the two that would walk up there, and I'd just be like, man, no batter gloves. You know? That's pretty solid.
With a little pine tar and you're ready to go as that one misses outside. I don't know if really pine tar on a metal bat is really something that is a great move.
But then you take, you know, a quick fastball off that inside portion of the bat or maybe the tip of it, and then you get that little stinger on the hands.
Yeah. In a cold weather, that does not feel good. That one misses down low, makes it 2-0.
It is certainly not cold today, that's for sure. And we were sitting about 96 at first pitch on Wednesday and about 105 on the heat index.
Man, the turf makes it even hotter as that one makes it 3-0. 317 to dead right, 319 to dead left, 359 left center, 361 right center, 381 straight away. The balls will be flying, but will they be flying out of here? We will see. Is that one right down the middle for a strike? Makes it 3-1 as Bauman was taking that one all the way.
Yeah, Cornings Field, 245 down the right field line. We had 6 home runs in that game on Wednesday.
That one roped, but slicing out of play, first base side, makes the count full, so fantastic job getting that count back to full after it was 3-0 from Eberle.
And outside of 245 down right field, basically about 270 around the rest of the way. And that's a little bit different when you see straightaway center here at 381.
That's out of play as well behind home plate. We'll do it again. Quite the battle here. Second batter that Eberle has faced, and it's Marcus Bauman, the center fielder for Sabetha Post 126. Doubleheader. Of course, we're just doing the first one here this evening. Is wind up in 3-2 pitch. That one's slight foul. Once again, that's a third foul ball in this at-bat.
This will actually be our last regular season broadcast, so we'll have nothing really going as far as Legion games next week, but then the week after is when the zone tournament hits, which we'll have plenty of coverage from that. Obviously, potentially following a team here in a few weeks to the state tournament.
The ball chopped foul, third base side, just barely missing, was over the bag, and Beach would have had a tough play. Don't know if he would have beaten it. Bauman has quite the wheels.
Yeah, Bauman would have made that 100% for sure. So Beach certainly doing what he was supposed to do, but fortunate it was just left side of the line because that certainly would have been an infield single.
I mean, unless he turned into Nolan Arenado or Manny Machado or someone like that. And
probably would have had to hit maybe 115 miles per hour maybe on the gun to get that one over there.
3-2 pitch once again. Let's try. This is also fouled away. It's the fifth one. It's the fifth 3-2 pitch that we've had.
Just like McAfee in the first, now Eberle here having to really kind of grind here early, although the scenario is a little bit different. And certainly Bauman, a veteran hitter for sure for the Blue Jays, and been around the block just a few times.
And this one thrown behind him for ball four, exuding that experience, and he reaches on a base on balls, and that'll bring up Josh Herman. Talked about his defense earlier, now let's see how his offense able to maybe bring him over to second base or even get on himself. We're on first one out here on the bottom of the first. We're scoreless.
Multiple years, all league, catcher in the Big Seven. He's certainly was one of the best wrestlers in the state. Just a tremendous athlete. Blue Jays football getting to the semifinals, of course, before bowing out to Nemaha Central, who went on to win the title. He was certainly a big part of those big-time runs.
There goes the runner. The throw is going to be low. It bounces in, not in time. An easy steal for Bauman. Got a good jump, and on top of that, the throw a little bit wide and low from Griffin, the Johnson County catcher. A 1 count coming up. And really back to the stretch. He sets and deals. This one flaring out of play. Once again, first base side. A lot of foul balls early on in this game.
Some lucky fan might be able to take a game ball home with him.
Or exchange it to the concession stand for a quarter or whatever they do. I mean, I know there's a lot of different ballparks that do something like that.
Foul ball for a hot dog. I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be chasing them all down.
Opposite way. First base side, and it's fielded. Franken will step on the bag. Only play. And Bauman is over to third on the fielder's choice. Two are gone. And that'll bring up Jacob Grimm, the first baseman. His brother Joshua later in the hitting order. That's a state for track and field. Did some throwing and another one of those incredible athletes that Sabetha has on their team. As that one misses inside.
All you need is a baby single. Just put one out there.
Here's the 1-0. And that one is roped to right field. It's slicing, just barely foul. It gets on top of the batter's cage on the first base side. Forced Deshaun to chase it a little bit. And it falls harmlessly for a strike. Makes it 1-1. Everly trying to get out of this inning without giving up a run. Just like McAfee did, as that one gets out of the glove of Griffin. Here comes Bauman home. He will score on the wild pitch, and we have our first run of the ball game. Certainly a catchable ball, but still go down as a wild pitch. Made him come to his feet, jump up for it.
And Griffin, really good athlete as well behind the dish, but just a fastball up and just couldn't quite get the full extension on the glove to rope that one in, and Bauman just too much speed at third.
Base is empty now as a 2-1 pitch misses low and away, makes it 3-1. Jacob Grimm, the cleanup hitter, awaits, and now here's 3-1 pitch. Check swing, it was up in the zone, 5-pitch walk as he didn't go, and bases are no longer empty. Lasted all of 2 pitches. And now bring up Chase Fry, the shortstop for Sabetha. And Everly is forced to go back to the stretch, and a quick throw over to first, not in time. Only about one step off the bag, is trying to catch Grimm off guard, could not do so.
He almost got him. Grimm wasn't quite paying attention until about the last second.
Bounce straight back to the screen for strike 1 to Fry. Not much of a threat to run, but just trying to, you know, like we said, catch him off guard. One nothing, Sabetha. Bauman scored on a wild pitch. Is that one outside missing? Evens count 1-1. Everly comes set and comes home. Swing and a miss. Makes it 1-2. Might have caught a piece of that, but either way, one strike away from getting out of the inning. And coming up for Doniphan County, already they're going to have their 7-8-9 hitters come to the plate. The pitch, inside, missing, fastball, low and in. Early on, Everly has been keeping his fastballs up a bit for some hittable pitches. But they haven't been able to get the barrel on one just yet. A couple of walks is how Sabetha has reached base, as that one misses as well. Count is now full. And despite Grimm not being much of a threat to run, Franken kind of drifting towards the bag a little bit. Now we'll back off, playing deep on that first base side.
Well, looks like he's certainly going to take off on 3-2.
And there he goes. And as it goes to right field in the air, playable for Deshaun. And he will make the catch for the final out. 1-0, Sabetha gets a run on a wild pitch. We'll go to the top of the second coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soap, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
One run so far went towards Sabetha as Marcus Bauman scoring on a wild pitch. Doniphan County couldn't bring one home in the top of the first despite having a total of 4 base runners with a single, 2 walks, and reaching on a fielder's choice, but nobody came home. They left them loaded. As we go to the second inning, and Seth Judd will lead things off. Seth is in the hitting order, playing left field this afternoon. And back on the rubber is Christian McAfee. First pitch of the inning. That one taken. Missing inside. Ball one, a little bit up in the zone as well, but it seemed like it was right at the letters, so it was more inside than up. 1-0. A little bit further inside, makes it 2-0. McAfee not really wasting any time here in between pitches. He's right back to it. And that one misses a little bit low, 3-0. Now we'll step off the mound.
It almost looks like he's trying to take a little bit off just so he can find the zone yet. It's not really quite been there yet.
Oh, that was in there. I thought that was off the plate, but they bait the strike and makes it 3-1. Hitter's count coming up for Judd. Let's see what he does with it here. Swing and a miss. Behind on that fastball makes it 3-2. McAfee fighting after being down in the count 3-0. Makes it full. Here it comes. Payoff pitch. It's one up the middle, and they'll drop in for a base hit. Coming on is Bellman. He'll get it into the infield. It'll be a single. Second hit of the game for Donovan County. That brings up Alex Deshaun, the right fielder. None out, a runner aboard. In Donovan County, see if they can capitalize on base runners this inning.
I would say Judd is probably a threat to steal or attempt to steal. McAfee already giving him a couple of looks.
First pitch is outside, ball one. Not really using that much of that stride. He's kind of keeping his approach to the plate very compact. He is kind of a bigger kid, though, so he does have a long motion to the plate. He's not taking a very large step. As the bunt is taken, fouled off. Beg your pardon, it was not taken. Always gets me confused sometimes as it's bunted for foul. It's 1-1.
Interesting if he continues at least as long as there's not two strikes and if they do try to put the sacrifice down.
We're back over, check on Judd as it's not in time. Jacob Grimm holding him on. Gives Deshaun an extra chance to get the sign from third base. See if they go back to the bunt or if he rears back and tries to swing at this one. 1-2 pitch. He will try to bunt it down. He does so successfully. Right back to the mound. They'll go to second, and they got him. Nice play by McAfee. They get the force out at second on the attempt at a bunt from Alex Deshaun.
Yeah, just too much on that bunt. It was a good attempt, but and a heads-up play, though, by McAfee. He was set. As soon as he fielded that bunt right in front of the mound, he knew he was going to second and put a really good throw on to get that out.
That'll bring up Chase Kissel, the second baseman for Donovan County. First pitch, that one in there, strike one. Double play, a possibility here for Savetha. Sean about a three-step lead over at first. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Makes it 0-2. Be big time for him to get a second strike out of the game. Take a lot of the pressure off if he does so. Taking over at first. Here's the pitch. This one grounded. Third baseman Schmelsley go to second. They got one there. And not a great transition, but they still get the double play. Not a great transition from Howard from glove to hand, but they get the double play to end the inning. 5-4-3. We go to the bottom of the second. It's still 1-0 Sabetha here at 103.9 FM KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps
plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Plate, they lead 1-0. The lone run of the game was Marcus Bauman scoring on a wild pitch. He reached on a walk, and so far it's been all about the pitching duel. Fantastic double play turn right before the break. So Easton Bradbury will lead things off. A designated hitter for the Raptors. It wasn't a terrible inning for Eberle, but unfortunately that fastball got a little bit too up in the zone and just didn't quite hold on to the ball for long enough. It slipped out of his hands and it went to the backstop as the first pitch. Allen misses 4-1. The only real mistake of the day. Got a couple walks. Is that one? This is outside. No hits yet for Sabetha either. Going from the windup, he looked like he was going to start going from the stretch. He went back to the windup, and here's the 2-0. This one shot loosely back to the mound. Throw over to first in time for out number one. Last half inning, Donovan County, they had a leadoff single from Seth Judd. He was retired on a play right back to, on a bunt right back to the mound. And that brought Alex Deshaun over to first base. Then a 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Kissel to end the inning. So for Sabetha, Harper Schmelzly now at the plate, the third baseman, first pitch, swing and a miss, a little bit behind on that fastball for strike one. When playing in a little bit from left field, as that one is slicing out of play, first base side. Not a whole lot of wind though, probably only about 5 to 10.
Very little shade on the field as well, so they are basking in the sun and the heat.
0-2, check swing, it doesn't matter. It was in the strike zone, taken for strike three. First strike out of the game for Cooper Eberle, two down. Turner Howard to the plate, the second baseman. Raptors trying to avoid a 1-2-3 second inning. That one outside, fastball for ball one. Howard, a pretty big kid. Got some pop behind that bat. Staying pretty close to the plate as the pitch hit up the middle and past Eberle and into center field for a single. First hit of the game for the Raptors.
Rare you get your first run before your first hit. So that is the case for the Raptors here in this one.
Now speaking of big kids, Joshua Grimm, the extra hitter, comes to the plate. They avoid the 1-2-3 inning with a two-out single. First pitch from Eberle. That one shot to the third baseman as he comes over to the shortstop position to field it. Throw to first is too high for Franken, and it's out of play. So Howard is awarded third, and Grimm is on to second after the E5. And that'll bring up Isaac Harder, batting 10th in the hitting order.
Well, for Veach there, you know, Grimm, not a lot of speed down the first base line. Certainly had plenty of time to make the throw, but just that one just sailed on him a little bit, and then going out of play, allowing another base, and now a base hit could add two.
First pitch taken for strike one to the Bethel left fielder. Is that one up high? Evens up the count. Bethel trying to expand their lead here. Wind up in the 1-1. Chopped foul, third base side, weakly. Man who started it all for Sabetha, Will Ulrich, is on deck. As for Eberle, he hopes to not see him was the 1-2 pitch coming up right here. Here it comes. And missing just a tad low. That evens up the count. Retired the first two batters, then single and reaching on an error. And all of a sudden, Sabetha's cooking here with two outs. Here is the 2-2 pitch. This one is pulled and through the gap in between second and first, and they'll score one run. Stop sign is up for Joshua Grimm. He'll stop at, third, and it is 2-0, Sabetha. RBI single from Isaac Harder, and that'll bring up Will Ulrich.
They're a little bit more costly now with that run scoring. That'll be an unearned run for Eberle, but now still has to focus on the batter here with two outs. Sabetha can do a little bit more damage.
First pitch in there, strike one, outside edge of the plate. Ulrich not liking that call. Kind of leaned back in disgust at that call. His left foot, his back foot is on the chalk, and his right foot is nearly on the chalk as well as the runner goes, and no throw. Easy stolen base for Harder. And back to having two in scoring position for Sabetha. Wind up and the 1-1. This one chopped and right back to the mound. Easy play over to first, and they will get the out. One more run scores. It's 2-0 Sabetha. We'll go to Brandon Tatman on the play-by-play. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families one life at a time.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here in Sabetha on a warm Friday night. We're getting closer to the 4th of July holiday. I'm sure everyone's taking a little bit of extended time off and going to enjoy the next few days. Glad to be a part, again, of your Friday night Legion Baseball here on KNZA. I want to thank some great sponsors here. Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. A 2-0 Sabetha lead as we start the third. Donovan County will have the top of the order. And a swing and a miss. Good start there for McAfee. Swing and a miss there by Dustin Veach. And it's 0-1. He grounded out Sue, the pitcher in McAfee, to begin the ballgame. McAfee's 0-1, hit to the right side, but foul, and quickly 0-2.
It looked to me in that first inning, it was a bit of a shaky start for McAfee, but then he kind of started to calm down a little bit. He gave up that leadoff single in the second, was able to get out of there with that double play.
Two runs, two hits, an error for the Raptors. No runs, two hits, and an error for Donovan County. 0-2, and it runs behind, and it looked like for a second that it hit Veach, but it did not actually, so it was thrown a little bit farther behind, and it's just a wild pitch that's ball one, now 1-2. The righty to the lefty, just missing outside, 2-2. Beach, Eberle, and Franken due up for Donovan County here in the third. And then Blevins, if one of those three are able to get on. 2-2 is low and inside, and quickly 3-2 now. So from 0-2 to 3-2. Five of the first nine that McAfee faced, he had worked two strike counts, and he was only able to get one of those to strike out. And now here's a sharp grounder, easy play for Howard at second base, and he botched the throw. That'll be our third error of the game, the second against the Raptors, and Howard just looking at himself and down in his mitt like, not one I should have done there, and what should have been an easy out now puts a runner into scoring position for Cooper Eberle.
And Eberle singled back in the first inning, so we've seen him get it done before, so he can get it done again and get their first run on the board today.
2-0, Sabetha lead here in the top of the third. These two teams have already played once before, I should say twice, playing a doubleheader back on the 11th. As McAfee's pitch to Eberle in there for a strike, they split. It was a 9-5 Sabetha win in game one, 5-4 Doniphan County in game number two. For the third time, these two have hooked up here this summer.
One thing that I've noticed with McAfee's his motion is you know that he's throwing a fastball when his foot is fully towards the plate. When if it's off-speed pitch, he's kind of off to the side a little bit. And that's kind of a tip that Doniphan County could possibly use. Something that I caught up there.
Interesting,
We'll see if that comes back to bite him in the rear here.
See if they can pick up on it. Eberle down 1-2, just fouled one away. Beach at second base, nobody out. Raptors at 2-0 advantage. And now here's a pickoff between second and third. McAfee leaves the rubber, and he's still in the pickle, but they ended up tagging Beach anyway. So we've seen McAfee really pay attention to the runners at second base in this game, and this time it works out in his favor as he flinched back to second base, and then Beach took off, and then disaster scenario as Beach then slipped and then fell down. McAfee ran all the way over there to tag him out for the first down of the inning.
Yeah, that's smart to just do it yourself and avoid a possible errant throw, which has happened quite a bit today.
Now we have a foul ball here to Eberle, as he is still alive at 1-2. So that's a tough break for Doniphan County after Beach got on via the air by Howard. That'll go down as a caught stealing, and now nobody on and one out. Next pitch was outside to Eberle, so he continues to battle here with McAfee. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's from the right side. McAfee, a right-handed thrower, plays up in the box. And inside part of the bat, he's going to pop this one up infield side left. Easy play for Fry at short to make the catch. And quickly two down. Now Cole Franken, two outs, nobody on. He walked his first time up. It's his second AB of the night. And McAfee trying to go back-to-back innings, facing the minimum, as his defense turned a nice 5-4-3 DP to end the second. So despite Doniphan County getting base runners on each of the last two innings, McAfee might be able to face the minimum in both as the next pitch is up and in. 1 ball and 1 strike here to Franken. He is also batting from the right side. How about the bender on that one? Off speed, and it gets in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
He definitely doesn't come all the way through that curveball for sure. Definitely laying off a little bit with his body motion.
Bauman in center playing a little bit up. The outfield playing up in general as the next pitch is outside, 2-2.
That's one thing that major league pitchers do really well is when they throw that curve, they really sell it with their, like really whipping it in there as if they're really throwing as hard as they can, but they really lay off of it.
Reaching out for that one. McAfee, a tough play, and the throw is going to pull Grimm off the bag at first. And Doniphan County will get another base runner here, and that'll go down as another error as the throw was just wide enough to pull Grimm off the bag.
It looked to me like they marked that down as a hit, but it was a tough play for McAfee. He caught that with his bare hand and threw it just a little bit wide of Grimm and just barely missed it. That was a tough play.
It would have been close, too.
Yeah, it was a very impressive play regardless.
And now McAfee's pickoff attempt goes away and kicks out into right field, and Franken able to take second base. And boy, the first base coach for Doniphan County about took that one right across the dome, and he's got a kind of a grin on his face knowing how close that one was. Even Grimm's giving him a look like, yeah, that was close. But now a base hit could give Doniphan County a run. They're down 2-0 here in the third. That one's fouled straight back here to the center fielder in Logan Blevins. Reached on a fielder's choice. His first time up. Got to second base on a throwing error, but was stranded there. 0-1 count, two outs, one on. Top of the third, 2-0 Sabetha. Now a throw by Herman down to second base, and Franken slides back in safely. Now a little bit of cloud cover. I'm sure the players can appreciate that on a warm early summer evening. McAfee's 1-1 is fouled away. Now one ball and two strikes here to Blevins. Beach started the inning, reached on an error, then was caught stealing. Everly popped out. Franken singled and got to second base on a wild pickoff throw, and he is there with two outs. So 1-2 count here on Blevins. And that's going to hit him in the back. The off-speed pitch got away, and now two on and two out. Now Beckham Griffin, the Riverside Cyclone, will have to take off the shin guards and get up there and try to get his team on the board.
I would say so far the story of the ball game has kind of been mistakes. There have been a lot of mistakes. We saw the first run of the game be on a wild pitch. We have four total errors so far, three from Sabetha and one from Doniphan County. There have been a lot of little mistakes from both these teams so far today.
Right now, Sabetha holding on to a 2-0 lead. We're in the top of the third. Here is the Riverside Cyclone and Beckham Griffin. Just going into his sophomore year. But he was really worked his way into the starting lineup for the Cyclones basketball team as a freshman. Takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. He walked his first time up. Takes one outside, 2-0. They're right. Certainly mistakes for both of these teams. McAfee will step off the rubber and look Franken back to second base without a throw. And another throw, this time down to first, and Herman all over these runners here, but this time at first, Blevins back in safely. So you got Franken at second, Blevins at first. A 2-1 count here on Beckham Griffin. 2-0 Sabetha here, top three. And he pokes this one to the right side, and it finds its way into right field for a hit. Rounding third and holding is Franken. Good throw in by the right fielder and Will Ulrich to keep a run from scoring. But now, D.C., the base is loaded with two outs, and that'll bring up a shortstop, Colton Peterson.
That was a good job by Blevins of leaping out of the way to get it. Out of the way of that incoming ground ball, as he had to do his best Jordan impersonation and get out of the way.
I was thinking more of a kangaroo myself.
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
Well, who can jump higher, a kangaroo or a Michael Jordan?
I don't know. Depends. We got a full-size kangaroo. Is it one just out the pouch? I don't know. And there's a swing and a miss for Peterson, who's in a big spot here. Struck out his first time up. He's got the bases loaded with two outs. Team down 2-0 here in the top of the third. McAfee quickly goes back to the windup with the bases loaded. Next pitch, just missing outside. One ball and one strike. Franken at third. Blevins at second. Griffin at first. They have left three stranded as they left them loaded in the first inning. And certainly don't want to do that here in the third as the next pitch missing outside, now 2-1.
And that one did not miss by much. That was a good pitch, but didn't quite get the call.
Jeff Judd, the next batter up for D.C. If Peterson can do something here, and if doing something means get hit by a pitch, that's what he did. So Doniphan County scores their first run as Peterson is hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. And the inning continues as Franken is in from third. Levin's down to third. Griffin up to second.
I will say it is very nice of those who created the rules for baseball that if you get hit with the bases loaded, you get an RBI.
That is like going to go down as an RBI. Probably the easiest RBI you can get when you walk with the bases loaded. Walking and getting hit by a pitch are two different things, so we had to earn that one a little bit. It was an off-speed pitch that he took off the bat. A little thumbs up. He's good to go. But Doniphan County scratching across their first run. They cut it in half. It's 2-1 Sabetha. Still two outs. The bases are still loaded, and now it's Seth Judd, the Troy Trojan, who steps in from the right side. He did single his first time up. Takes first pitch outside for a ball. Now Doniphan County officially batting around, or I should say getting near to that point. As the next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Can Judd come through? Base hit could give Doniphan County the lead. Get stopped by Herman, pitch low and away. And it's two balls and one strike, so the advantage on the count right now leaning towards Seth Judd. McAfee does work quickly. Swing and a miss. But it took a little bit off there. It's now 2-2. So a 2-2 count, two outs, bases loaded, top three. Doniphan County, they've scratched one across, but still trail 2-1. They'll foul this one away, kind of a half-hearted check swing. Fortunate maybe to get a piece to stay alive at 2-2.
Another chance for McAfee to get out of a bases loaded jam situation here.
And did so in the first, trying to again. Off speed, but it's a little bit low, and the count is full at 3-2. Alex Deshawn, due up next.
That bender has some movement on it. That was pretty. Just missed it, though.
Can McAfee get out of it? The runners take off, and this is hit well. Rope towards left field, not moving much, though, is harder, and he dropped it. He was playing in the right spot, and a couple of runs are going to score potentially all three, and they do. It is dropped in left field by Harder, and that is a big-time mistake as the score goes from 2-1 to 4-2. How Doniphan County, just like that, a two-run lead.
He had a good beat on it. Unfortunately, couldn't get the glove to meet the ball.
And Judd ends up at second base, another error. That is five total errors in the game, four of which have been against Sabetha. And all four here have scored, and that brings up Alex Deshawn. They reached out a fielder's choice his first time up. He's got Judd at second base with two outs. So Sabetha giving it up here in the top of the third. Doniphan County now the 4-2 lead as the next pitch in there for a strike. And it's 1-1. Yeah, Harder had it played well out and left. He didn't have to move much, but just simply dropped it out there. All three were taken off, and all three end up scoring.
I was about to say, if there's one or no outs, then there's probably only two runners scoring on that play.
A little bit different with a two-out scenario, and Doniphan County had a lot of speed on the base pass, and Judd no exception to that, and he is sliding back in safely. McAfee steps off to keep him honest. Doniphan County continues. And now, Doniphan County has batted around here in the third. They have scored four and now lead it 4-2 here at Sabetha.
I think McAfee's just a little in his own head. It's kind of hard not to be after a play like that happens, but I mean, I just don't think that making a pickoff move anywhere is a great idea at this point in the game where you've already had two errors on those pickoff moves. He tried it earlier, but we'll see what happens here.
Okay. Well, just let us know when it's over. One ball, no strikes here on Chase Kissel, the ninth batter to come up here for Doniphan County. Hit well to center field. Bauman moving to his left towards the gap and makes the catch to finally retire Doniphan County. A couple of big errors in the inning, and D.C. goes from down two to up two, a four spot in the top of the third. 4-2 Doniphan County. We're back after this.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Flatbed drivers, ComTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call ComTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Against Cooper Eberle. Bauman fouls this one away. And the bottom of the third is underway. Four runs, four hits, an error for Doniphan County. Two runs, two hits, four errors for Sabetha. Eberle's next pitch just missing. And it's one ball and one strike.
Yeah, hung that breaking ball. Kind of surprised that Bauman didn't take a rip at it. That was a pretty satiating pitch right there.
Next one for Eberle. Inside part of the bat. Kind of a looper out towards shallow left and going out to make an incredible play as the shortstop, Peterson. That would be called a web gem. And a good first out for Doniphan County and a tip of the cap by the pitcher Eberle.
Yeah, he was about a good 10, 15 feet in the outfield grass, diving to make that play. That was well done by Peterson.
That'll bring up Herman. Grounded out to the first baseman. His first time up. Nobody on. One out. Bottom three. Sabetha trailing for the first time. 4-2. As Doniphan County got all four in that last half inning. How about Herman? A sharp single to center field, and he's on with one out. That'll bring up Jacob Grimm.
And that was a curveball just in the inside corner. That was read really well. If that was down the zone, that would have been a really nice pitch, but left it up just a tad, and Herman was all over it.
Jacob Grimm walked his first time up. Now he's got Herman at first with one down. Grimm represents what would be a tying run. Herman takes off. This is popped out into foul territory. Right side, out of play. And the count, no balls and one strike. We're starting to see a little bit more cloud cover. There wasn't much when we got here. But now we can kind of look out the windows to our right, and certainly if you're listening in, I know there's been some severe weather popping up kind of around the area. Right now we're good over here in Sabetha.
Yeah, there's definitely some cumulonimbus clouds bellowing up over there in our southeastern corner. Always look like the Mount Vesuvius erupted, as those cumulonimbus ones look like.
Grimm's got to protect here. He's down 0-2 and takes a strike three on a curveball that hits the inside corner.
That was nasty. That was a great pitch by Eberle.
That is a strikeout for Eberle, his second. during that pitch. Herman was able to steal second base, so he is up into scoring position, but now two outs for Chase Fry. Fry ropes this one down the left field line, but it is foul. And over the fence, it's 0-1.
Yeah, just missed it, though, only about by 10 or 12 feet.
So a pop out, a single, and a strikeout here for Sabetha here in the third. It's Herman at second, two down, 0-1 count here on Chase Fry. Flew out to right his first time up. The base hit could trim into the deficit. Now hits this one to the left side. Peterson's dive. Unsuccessful. It goes under the mitt, and Herman trots in, and that's an RBI single for Fry. And Sabetha does, in fact, cut into the deficit, now 4-3.
It was a pretty good read by Peterson. Made that great defensive play earlier, but his glove just missed above the trajectory of the ball, went over it, and through there into left field.
So Sabetha, they have scored in every inning. One run in each of the first three. Fry takes off, and the throw down to second, not in time. Nice play by Peterson to keep it from going into the outfield as Bradbury steps in, who grounded out his first time up. So Sabetha, base hit could tie the game. It's 4-3, Doniphan County here in the bottom of the third. Everly's pitch curves in there, but just missing inside. It's 2-0.
And that steal by Fry already, their fourth of the day. Unfortunately for Griffin, they really hasn't been able, they usually hasn't been able to keep those runners at bay whenever they start breaking for second.
Both teams with four hits in the game so far. Again, the difference, the error numbers, as Sabetha with four compared to Doniphan County's one. But again, regardless, a base hit could kind of wipe that away with a tying run at second base, and now a 3-0 count here on Bradbury. And taking all the way, it's a four-pitch walk, and that brings up Harper Schmelzley. But now two on and two outs for Schmelzley, who struck out his first time up. Raptors trying to at least hopefully tie the game here. That tying run at second base with Fry. Bradbury now at first. Schmelzley at the plate. Everly's pitch. Outside for a ball. Sabetha scored one in the first, one in the second. They have scored one here in the third. Potentially more could be on the way. Doniphan County got all four of theirs in the last half inning. Fry takes off for third, inside pitch, throw down to third, not in time, and that allows Bradbury to get up to second base without a throw. The old double steal, now second and third, and the counts favoring Schmelzley. It's 2-0. Fry got a great jump there. Not even sure if Bradbury was planning on going. And now the ball gets away. It's low and outside. Fry, too much speed, and he's in on a wild pitch. And Griffin's throw back to Everly skips away, but Bradbury will hang down at third, and we are tied. Second run of the game, scoring on a wild pitch, and this one ties it at four. Just been kind of a bizarre game so far. Got a 4-4 tie here in the bottom of the third. The go-ahead run is at third base, and that is another four-pitch walk. That is back-to-back four-pitch walks. Now it's up to Howard with runners at the corners. So Howard singled and scored. The lone run in the second. Plays up in the box, bats from the right side. He's got Bradbury at third, now Schmelzley at first. A 4-4 tie. Bottom three. Pitch by Everly finds the strike zone. He needed that one. He had been struggling the last couple of hitters to find the zone. He does so there. It's 0-1.
And Schmelzley easily cruising into second base as well, as all Griffin was worried about was framing that pitch. He did a good job there.
Now back to the windup. Another pitch that skips away from Griffin, and another run is in on a wild pitch. An off-speed pitch that just broke away outside, hit the dirt, and then skipped all the way back to the left. And that allowed Bradbury to score. And Sabetha, just like that, retakes the lead. It's 5-4.
Bradbury was able to take third base off a wild pitch and home off another wild pitch.
So now the third total run of the game we have seen via the Lyle pitch, as Everly's next pitch is outside. Donovan County got there, or I should say Sabetha's first run of the game was on a wild pitch, and they have scored two runs here in this inning via the wild pitch. So a runner at third, two down. There's a swing and a miss, and it's two balls and two strikes. Now on Howard.
Another beautiful breaking ball. Everly really working on that breaking ball really well. He's way out in front of it, was in the dirt, as well executed.
Well, can he get out of it? Sabetha's done the damage. They have retaken the lead. Another off-speed pitch missing a little bit up and in. It's now full. 3-2 with Joshua Grimm due up next. So a pop-out, a single, a strikeout, a single, a walk, and a walk. Mixed in with a couple of wild pitches. Ultimately, three runs have scored, and that pitch runs inside, and Howard, with a good at-bat, will take a walk. Second time he has reached in as many at-bats. You got Schmelzley now at third, and the runner at first is Howard. And now Donovan County will have a meeting on the mound.
Everly in some pain. He's leaned over a little bit, looks like.
Not sure if this is a pitching change coming, but
he's kind of working his shoulder out.
And kind of flexing the right arm a little bit and kind of working that shoulder, but it looks like they're going to leave him in there. Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. Also Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha. They offer great employment packages and options for their truck drivers. Brandon, Jared, Crendon, Logan, all with you. Full house. And a great ball game here so far. We're in the bottom of the third. Sabetha has retaken the lead, and now another wild pitch. Could be a play at the plate. Underhand throw is not in time. Or it might have been in time, but it kicked away from Everly. And another run is in. Now 6-4, the Sabetha lead.
It was in time as the umpire was rearing to as to punch him out, but then he had to point at the drop ball. And like you said, lead now at 2.
The runner at second is Howard. Three runs in the inning have scored via a wild pitch. The fourth run was scored on a single by Fry. It was 2-0 Sabetha after 2. Donovan County led 4-2 after 2.5. Now it's 6-4 here in the bottom of the third, and now this is roped into left field for a hit. And brought in quickly is Grimm reaching via the single. That stops the runner Howard at third. And that brings up Isaac Harder. Harder singled his first time up and drove in a run. Has another chance to drive in one here with runners at the corners with still two outs. Bauman and Jacob Grimm were retired in two of the first three batters of the inning. And then a walk, and a single. And again, three wild pitches allowing runners to score. A four spot here in the inning. So Sabetha matching Donovan County's last half inning with four of their own. And back up two, now 6-4. 2-0 count now on Harder as the next pitch missing a little bit low. Everly back to the stretch, fires. Missing again, now 3-0. I think Donovan County was hoping that Everly could at least get the final out here to just get out of it. See how long the leash is now that's another four-pitch walk, and he thought that was a strike, but the umpire said no. Now the bases are loaded. And that might do it for Cooper Everly, as another meeting coming up on the bump. As we will wait and see, as Sabetha now really an opportunity to blow this game open. They will take out Everly, and it will be a pitching change here for Donovan County. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. Right now it's Sabetha 6, Donovan County 4. and a pitching change here in Sabeth. The bottom of the third inning, back in a moment.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
FM, KNZA.
First pitching change here. It's for Doniphan County in the bottom of the third. As Everly is out and Dustin Veach is in. To face the top of the order here with Will Ulrich. Raptors have batted around. They have the bases loaded with two outs. They have scored four in the inning. They lead it now 6-4 after coming up here in the bottom of the third down two. Kind of a tough go there for Everly. He'll play short. They move Peterson to third. Now Veach is pitching as they need just one out to get out of the inning. Ulrich 0 for 2, couple of ground outs. A big chance here to extend on this lead. Veach's first pitch fouled away. And it's 0-1, and now Sabetha has officially batted around here in the third. As they have the full lineup with not just the DH, but also an extra hitter. Next pitch high and away, one ball and one strike. Ulrich in the first, grounded out to second base, and then in the second, he grounded out to the pitcher. One ball, one strike. Bases are loaded. Fouls this one back into the net. Upset with himself there. Thought he had a good one to put in play, but he did not. And it's 1-2. Doniphan County got two of the first three batters of the inning, and it's kind of unraveled since then. Next pitch outside, 2-2.
It was just a runner on first with two outs, and then all of a sudden it was just, like you said, things started to unravel, out a hit, and then four or three consecutive walks, and another hit, and then another walk.
Just finding the strike zone has been key. But a 2-2 count here, Veach just trying to get out of it. Here comes to Ulrich. He'll slap this one out of play. Stays at 2-2. Right now, 6 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for Sabetha. 4 runs, 4 hits, an error for Doniphan County. The 2-2. High fly ball right field. Playing it, though, is Deshaun. Didn't move much. Makes the catch. And that does finally retire the side. But the Sabetha Raptors certainly doing damage. They match the 4 from D.C. in this inning, and a 6-4 score after 3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6-4 Sabetha. Legion Baseball continuing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Full crew, full house here. It's our final. Okay. Okay, no worries. Perfect. We can kind of figure this out.
Schmelzley's in left.
Yeah, they moved Schmelzley to left. Harder's pitching. Just give us like a little countdown before we get back on here.
Bradbury's at third.
Bradbury's at third. Okay.
Playing third base?
Bradbury. One ball and one strike count here on Dustin Veach as he leads things off here in the fourth inning for Donovan County. A 6-4 Sabetha lead. We got a new pitcher in as Isaac Carter now takes over for Christian McAfee. They move Bradbury to third, Schmelzley to left field. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Veach has grounded out and has also reached via an error. He'll slice this one, tailing away towards the left center field gap, but Bauman makes the catch over there. Nice athletic play to get there in time, and there's one out.
Light's starting to come on thanks to some of those clouds. They're really starting to
roll
out away, yeah.
You've heard multiple EAS tests here as we've been creeping along through the broadcast, and weather's certainly now kind of popping up in the area. As Cooper Eberle takes one low for a ball. A 6-4 Sabetha lead here in the top of the fourth. Harder's next pitch, a little bit high, 2-0. Eberle singled his first time up. He's also popped out to short. The 2-0 here by Harder, swing and a miss. And it's two balls and one strike. Yeah, you can certainly see the cloud cover just slowly starting to extend our direction. Kind of pushing in from the right side of the field. Next pitch outside, 3-1. One out, nobody on. Top four. Next pitch outside, ball four. So a one out walk, and Eberle's on. That'll bring up Cole Franken. Franken has walked and reached via an error and has scored a run. Now Harder, first time out of the stretch. His team up to it, 6-4 here in the fourth. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike.
A weird game this has been so far. It seemed like it was pretty normal after the first two innings. Then all of a sudden two crooked numbers in the third, 4-4, where we're at now, 6-4 for the home team right now.
And a two-run lead for Sabetha despite four errors in the game so far. Franken slaps this one foul. Right side, it's 0-2. And then three of the four runs that Sabetha scored in that last half inning via the wild pitch.
And the one they got in the first inning was also on a wild pitch as well.
So four of their six runs on wild pitches. Next one missing. 1-2 now on Franken. Levin's due up next. Donovan County for a second time going to have to rally here in this game. Harder looking over at the runner at first. That's Eberle. Just missing outside, 2-2. And as you mentioned, lights are coming on. Feel the temperature cooling down just a touch. Off the inside part of the bat, line drive, potential double play, low throw, and they get him at first anyway. So a line drive double play is going to end the inning. Beautiful play over there at shortstop by Fry, and a better dig over there by Grimm at first to record that DP. So no harm done after a one-out walk for Doniphan County. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Sabetha, 8-6-4 lead.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Kansaland Radio.
Sabetha coming up here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 6-4 lead. Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar out in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. You can find them online over at sailorinsurance.com. Crendon, Brandon, Jared, Logan all with you. Full crew, full house for this final regular season Legion broadcast.
Sounds like it to be Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey, okay, that works. And Jesse, I'll be Comet. That works. That works for me.
It's the dog, looking, right?
Yeah, that is right.
It's been a minute since I've seen that show.
Full House, absolute classic for those who have seen it. And the first pitch by Veach to Marcus Bauman, a little bit inside for ball one. So Sabetha with the 6-4 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. They scored one in the first, one in the second, and then tallied four in the third. Next pitch also inside, 2-0. Meaty part of the order for the Raptors, Bauman, Herman, and Grimm against Veach. Replaced Cooper Eberle that last half inning. Next one outside, it's 3-0. Bauman walked and scored in the first, and he popped out to short in the third. That's on the right side, open on his stance, and he'll take a strike. It's now 3-1. Sabetha came in at 4-9. It's 1-4 in league play. They haven't played in nearly 2 weeks. Souvenir coming up here to the near side, and from 3-0 to 3-2.
Yeah, just looking at this roster up and down, it really is difficult to believe that they're 4-9. Maybe they might be able to make some noise in the zone tournament.
Like I said, yeah, I think anything can probably happen in the zone tournament. Like last year, Doniphan County was the clear number one team going in. That kind of ran through the regular season, and now Bauman puts a charge into this one. This is deep left center field, and a near diving catch by Blevins, but he comes up empty. Bauman's helmet falls off, rounding first, and he is in with a leadoff double.
That had a lot of backspin on it, and Blevins almost had a play on it, as you alluded to, diving for it, went going full front into that one, but couldn't quite time that one correctly. That was a good effort. That ball just kept hanging and hanging and hanging. I was kind of surprised it hung up that long. I thought it was going to drop as soon as that came off the bat. But either way, it's a double lead off the inning for Sabetha.
Sabetha now with six hits and a double for Bauman. He is at second base with nobody out. Here's Josh Herman. Takes one inside for a ball. Herman is grounded out. He is also singled and scored. And he is certainly capable of driving in Bauman from second base. And he ropes this one towards center field. Blevins again, a diving attempt, and it's under his glove, and it gets away. Bauman's going to score easily, and Herman trots into second base with an RBI double. Boy, Blevins, two incredible efforts. but coming up empty on both. And just like that, two doubles back-to-back to start this inning. And Sabetha extends on their lead at 7-4.
Easily the two best well-hit balls of the day back-to-back. It's very impressive for this inning for the Raptors.
That'll bring up Jacob Grimm. And now he hits this one right under the feet of Veach and into center field for a hit. Herman, a long turn, kind of hesitates, but he is in to score. And just like that, a double, and a single. Two more runs are in. Sabetha doubles up the lead. It's now 8-4.
It's that time.
Bags an RBI. Two runs are in. Here in the bottom of the fourth, 8-4 Sabetha, still nobody out. Here is Fry. Takes one a little bit up for a ball. Fry is blown out to right field, is also singled and scored. Next pitch by Veach, outside for a ball. Now 2-0. Donovan County going into the bottom of the third, led 4-2. Now they find themselves down 8-4. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, nobody out. Grimm the runner at first.
If he just got to get those pitches down, that's the reason why Sabetha has been all over him in this inning. He's been leaving his pitches up, even on Fry here in this at bat.
2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Now two balls and one strike. So Sabetha has brought it back in a little more traditional sense of scoring some runs here, as the four runs they scored last inning, again, three were on wild pitches. The one that wasn't on a wild pitch was via that RBI single by Fry. And to start this inning, they've gone double, double, single. The score two with nobody out. 3-1 count. And that is outside, ball four. Second time Fry has reached, first time via the walk, and it's Easton Bradbury's turn with two on and nobody out.
You can tell the temperature has really dropped since the start. I mean, obviously with the cloud cover, but with the system moving in, I don't know if we'll get any rain here, but definitely feel the difference in the temperature.
Well, that changed pretty quickly as Veach will fire into Bradbury, inside miss with a ball. Bradbury's grounded out. He's also walked and scored. He's got Grimm at second, Fry at first. Two more have scored, and Sabetha's lead is 8-4. Now that one skips away, and that's going to be a wild pitch. Both runners advance. Now Grimm to third, and Fry to second. So base hit could tally two more. Bradbury bats from the right side. Veach will stay out of the stretch. Pitch is high, now 3-0. Dangerous spot here for Donovan County. Once a 4-2 lead not long ago, now 8-4 they trail. Still nobody out in the inning, and that is a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded for Harper Schmelzley.
Definitely a little bit of a since the defeat, the body language of Dustin Veach, definitely frustrated with himself, I mean, for good reason, but got to try to pick yourself back up and keep going.
Meeting on the mound here for Donovan County. See if they will keep Veach in the game, who came in a tough spot in that last inning, taking over for Everly. Right now an 8-4 Sabetha lead. Bottom of the fourth inning, still nobody out, and the bases are loaded. They started the inning with back-to-back doubles by Bauman and Herman, and then a single by Grimm, and then a walk and a walk. And it looks like we will have another pitching change. So Veach is out, and Blevins is in. So we'll step aside, another pitching change. Sabetha leads at 8-4 here on KNZA.
Farmers, it's that time of year again. The warm south winds are beginning to blow,
and the fields are greening up. The strong south winds can help to produce those famous Kansas thunderstorms. Don't wait until it's too late. Let SBS Insurance give you worry-free protection for maturing crops during those stormy spring days with various crop hail insurance products. Stop by your local SBS Insurance office today for all your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Dustin Veach is out. Logan Blevins is in. Third pitcher here for Doniphan County tonight in another tough spot as we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two more runs have already scored for Sabetha. Their lead is 8-4. Man, the base is loaded. Still nobody out. This is despite Sabetha having four errors in the game so far. A couple of warm-up tosses here for Blevins as Veach will go out and play center field. So if everything's right, Judson left, Veach in center, Deshaun in right, Peterson at third, Everly's at short, Kissel at second, Franken at first. Blevins now pitching with Griffin catching.
Yeah, Blevins almost had a couple of really nice plays earlier in the inning. That first double from Bauman dove back into his left, to his right. And I just quite couldn't get that play. And then the next one, we had to come in on a Herman double, dove and just a little bit, not quite enough of a beat on it to snag that one. And now he's nice pitching. So you miss that glove in center, but Veach does have a good glove of his own. We'll see how that unfolds.
I've noticed Blevins, his warm-up pitches have all been well outside the zone. They're still letting him get one more. There's one right down Broadway and might be the last one. And now big spot here for Harper Schmelzley. 8-4, the Sabetha lead. Schmelzley has struck out and has walked and scored. And a real opportunity for the Raptors to blow this game open. First pitch by Blevins. It's hit well towards right center field, and that's going to drop near the gap. One run is in. It will bring around Fry, and he is in to score. Throw to third, not in time. Play at second. Schmelzley is safe. So it'll go down as a single. Schmelzley gets to second on the throw to third, and it's a two RBI hit there for Schmelzley. Now 10-4, the Sabetha lead. Schmelzley coming in hot with a two RBI single. And then again, moving up to second on the throw. That brings up Turner Howard, who has reached twice. A single and a walk. Fouls the first one out of play here on Blevins. It's 0-1.
That was both of those plays at third and second were very close, but not quite in time. Good calls. Everyone safe.
And another pitch that gets away, hits the backstop, play at the plate, not in time. Another wild pitch. Bradbury is in. It is now 11-4. So it's kind of unraveled here for Doniphan County in the last two innings. They led 4-2 going into the bottom of the third, but Sabetha scored four in the third, and they have already scored five here in the fourth. Still nobody out. Pitch by Blevins. Low and outside. Good stop by Griffin. It is 2-1.
And Griffin had to move to his right. Just got that glove in the right spot. And then bounced about right in the middle of the left-handed batter's box.
Now we can start, or at least for Sabetha, they can start thinking of a potential run rule win. They would still need three more, which they very much could do. They got a runner at third, but 10 after 4, then it would be 8 after 5. Next pitch by Blevins, low for ball 4. So Howard has singled, walked, and walked again. He is at first, Schmelzley at third. Here is Joshua Grimm, who has reached on an error and has also singled. 11 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for Sabetha, 4 runs, 4 hits, an error for Doniphan County here in the bottom of the fourth. Still nobody out. Raptors have him at the corners. First pitch by Blevins to Grimm, little high, for a ball. Cloud cover continues to kind of slowly move in. And now rope to the right side, and it splits the gap into right field for a hit. Grimm trots to first. Runner Schmelzley is in. It's now 12-4 on the RBI single by Joshua Grimm.
The fifth hit of the inning already.
Well, the game now is certainly blown open in favor for Sabetha, and they continue to keep the line moving. It's Isaac Carter's turn, who is singled and walked. Grimm at first, and Howard at second, as again Schmelzley scored on that base hit from third. Six hits scored, still nobody out. A double, a single, a walk, a single, a walk, and a single. That's been the order for Sabetha here in the fourth. That has led to 6 runs. Next pitch by Blevins missing. 1-1. Here on Isaac Carter.
And I believe, as you alluded to earlier, Carter would represent the winning run. Or no, actually, it would be
Grimm at first base via, again, the run rule, which would be 10-4. That is very much in play now with still nobody out. Blevins at least get out of this and give his team at least one more at bat in the fifth. Blevins out of the stretch. Next pitch is high. And it's 3-1 here on Harder with the top of the order. Ulrich due up next. So Sabetha batted around in the third, and they will bat around here in the fourth. Here's the pitch by Blevins. Well inside, ball 4, bases loaded again. Here's Ulrich, who's 0-3. Ground out, the line outs. Looks like we'll get a courtesy runner in here for Sabetha. And we'll take Grimm out at second. It'll be Sainer who's going to come in to run at second base for Grimm. So Sainer, the courtesy runner at second base. Howard's at third, Carter's at first. Ulrich takes pitch high and outside for a ball. Fourth at bats in the fourth inning for Will Ulrich. Again, 0-3, and a base hit could end the game via the run rule. 12-4, the Sabetha lead. They have scored 6 in the inning. They have scored 10 in the last 2 innings. Sabetha scheduled to play against Marysville on Sunday. Doniphan County, this is their last regular season doubleheader before the zone tournament a week after next. And right now, Blevins just struggling to find the strike zone. It's 3-0. And he'll take a strike there. 3-1. Ulrich was taking that one all the way.
He has been every single pitch this entire at bat. I mean, I don't blame him one bit, though.
It's been a tough go for the pitching staff here for DC in this one. Next pitch inside, ball 4, RBI and a walk. First time Ulrich has reached. Howard will score. Sainer moves over to third. Again, a courtesy runner for Grimm. Harder to second. So Sainer, the courtesy runner at third, represents the winning run here in game one. 13-4, the Sabetha lead in the fourth. And Bauman, who led off this inning with a double. And he fouls the first pitch away. Cars beware. And it's 0-1.
Still kind of leaving those pitches up, but just a little bit. Kind of been an issue for Doniphan County all game.
Sabetha has batted around and still nobody out. Next pitch, high and tight. 1-1. Bauman again started this inning off with a double. He's also popped out and walked. He has scored twice. Chance to end it here in game one. High fly ball. This could do it. Deep out into right center. It is Veach who drops it. And Sainer moves up, and that should end the ball game. And it is 14-4. So what a last couple of innings here for the Raptors, as they're going to win it in four innings with a 14-4 four-inning win, at one point down 4-2 going into the bottom of the third, and they scored 12 runs to run rule Doniphan County. So we'll step aside. Our post-game coverage is next here on KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Final score 14-4. Sabetha run rules Doniphan County, and a win at home for the Raptors. Let's try to get through these stats and hand out our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. At Sabetha, once again, winning 14-4 over Doniphan County. Let's take a look at the stats. First, with Will Ulrich, he was 0-for-3 with an RBI walk. Marcus Bauman was 1-for-3 with two runs. Josh Herman was 2-for-3 with two runs and an RBI double. Jacob Grimm was 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run. Chase Fry was 1-for-2 with two runs and an RBI single. Easton Bradbury was 0-for-1 with two walks and two runs. Harper Schmelsley was 1-for-2 with two runs and a two RBI single in the fourth. Turner Howard was 1-for-1 with a walk, a single, two walks, and two runs. Joshua Grimm was 2-for-3 with an RBI single and another single, as well as a run. And Isaac Harder was 1-for-1 with an RBI single in the second. So it's a tough one, but we'll go ahead and hand out our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And we're going to give it to one of the two players that had multiple hits in this game. That was Josh Herman, who had a single in the third inning. He came home to score then and also had, as mentioned, the RBI double. In the fourth, he is your player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also had some pretty nice defensive plays as well to boot. Tough one, but pretty good game for him.
This got away from Doniphan County again. It was just the pitching, and early on in the game, it looked like it was going to maybe get away from Sabetha with the defensive miscues. They had four errors early in the first two-plus innings of the game, and Doniphan County had clawed their way back, took a 4-2 lead, and seemed like they had all the momentum. But going into the bottom of the third inning, Sabetha really turned the tide real quick, again with a four spot to take a two-run lead back, and then everything really unraveled for D.C. in the fourth with everything batting around and an error to end it and not even recording it out in that final run, or that final inning, I should say. But again, eight across, and you know, we talked about it before the game started, how this, you know, Sabetha team has maybe kind of underperformed throughout the course of the summer. Certainly their roster, you know, is very capable of making a run when we hit the zone tournament a week after next. And I think you saw the way the line was just kind of moving in that fourth inning, that they certainly have the capabilities to put innings like that together, which can make them a tough out here in about a week and change.
And in Doniphan County, they just had a bad night. I mean, we saw them go, actually it was a home game where they defeated Hiawatha. Bang, bang, two wins at home against Hiawatha. We know how good Hiawatha is this year, so it should be very interesting to see how the zone tournament unfolds. Once again, your final score, Sabetha post 126 Raptors win it 14-4 at home against the Doniphan County post 55. They improved to 5-9. As for Doniphan County, they fall to 5-9 on the season. From Jared Sloppy alongside Brandon Tabman and Crittenden Prophet, Logan Carpenter back in the booth. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.